All right, it's 2021, and as much as I don't like to use that calendar flip as an excuse to start making changes, the reality of the situation is that's what most of us are going to do. So if you are looking to make a healthy change, and you're looking for some good information about how to go about things the right way, head over to modusrx.com/friends, and you can get some helpful resources there to take actionable, appropriate steps towards a healthier body and a healthier you for 2021. Maybe you're looking to get going in the gym. Maybe you're looking to get over any plateaus that you have in the gym or in your sports performance or in your performance for life. Go to modusrx.com/friends and check out some of our free resources there. And we'll get you rolling into a great, great year. Thank you.
How do we get rid of aches and pains and empower ourselves to move confidently without medications or surgeries? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. I'm Eric Wallace of ModusRx Physical Therapy, and this is the ModusRx Audio Experience.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another podcast episode of the ModusRx Audio Experience. Happy 2021. Hope everybody is doing well. We're about 10, 11 days into it here now. As I sit here this morning, getting ready for another week. I think last week was kind of that, back in college, we called it syllabus week, right? So it was, you started your new year, your new semester, and you got all your handouts, you got all your plans, but you didn't necessarily actually take a ton of action or have a ton of homework or have any tests. So I felt like last week was kind of that syllabus week for us here at the clinic. But so we're coming off the heels of our annual planning, and today's episode is going to be kind of looking back. I know we're into 2021. A lot of people want to forget about 2020. Of course, I don't necessarily. I think there was, you know, a bazillion. You can't count them. You can't count them. The number of lessons that we can take from 2020, right? I know it was tough. I certainly want to be, respectful to what has happened, and certainly a lot of tough times and a lot of sadness, and a lot of people struggling. Probably some difficulties if it was hitting home for you. Hopefully not, but potentially deaths. Potentially, destruction to businesses and things like that for just all the different reasons of things that could have happened, of course. But at the end of the day, if we didn't learn from it, it's certainly going to be difficult to grow and bounce back from it. So we came off the heels of our annual planning here at ModusRx, and part of planning, part of looking ahead is looking back. And so I wanted to go over my personal, personal, but let's be honest, for me, many of you know, if you've worked with me or you follow us, you know, the personal and the business, they kind of have to mesh together. I don't claim to be a different person when I'm at home versus when I'm in the business. And I don't know if somebody would say that's good, bad, or otherwise, but that's just the reality of how it is and how I personally believe it should be. So, you're going to hear my top three lessons learned from 2020, and these are some of the things that we talked about in our annual planning with Becky and Haley on Friday. For the things that we've learned from looking back are going to help us grow moving forward, right? So what I tried to do as well is I sat here and I thought about, I've reviewed these things now for the last 3-4 weeks, and I thought about how my lessons particularly could relate to the individuals that I work with and some of the different day-to-day actionable things that I see and hear people, struggling with, questioning, talking about. So not that I'm going to sit here and lecture you. Certainly that's not the intent. But I think that, as we always do in our companies, we try to give you information that helps you make the best possible decision. And sometimes that information is tough information. It's stuff that's going to hit you square between the eyes. And it's things that you don't necessarily always want to hear. Maybe there's an objection that somebody has to working with us, or maybe there's something that they're questioning. typically, if the person was right there in front of us, we're going to do our best to address that right at the time with some good, authentic, objective, honest communication. And that's a little bit of what I'm going to be trying to come at with you today. So happy 2021. We're going to get into it here. As I roll through these, and I'm just going to keep it to three, because trust me, this could be a very, very lengthy podcast. And I don't know if anybody wants to listen to me talk and spew this for that long. So, but as I go through, I certainly hope if you haven't by now, make sure you think back about the year. Try to sift through the roughness and the sadness and the difficulty, or use that pain and use those moments as potential learning, learning instances or learning moments. And what can you take from them moving forward here? So top three lessons of 2020. All right. So first of all, I'm going to talk about putting yourself first. Okay. The cheesy analogy that I think all of us have heard at some point or know about, but you just can't, I can't not use it today in talking about this stuff, is the idea of your own oxygen. And if you've been on an airplane before, you've, heard the flight attendant talk about the oxygen mask that popped down in case of an emergency. You always put your own oxygen mask on first, correct? And I sit here and I wonder, as we go about our day, as we roll into 2021 here, as we look back on 2020, how many of us really put our own oxygen mask on first? Did you invest in yourself? Did you make time for yourself? Did you learn? Did you grow? Did you exercise? Did you focus on your own mental health? Did you do the things that you really love to do? Or sometimes, like myself, did you feel guilty about doing that? Did you put others first constantly? Did you put others first so frequently and so commonly that by the end of the day, the end of the week, the end of the month, you just felt completely drained and out of energy? Okay. That is one of the biggest things that I learned this last year. And trust me, when I have three young kids, I have a wife who works, I now have, thankfully, great staff members who I am constantly trying to keep growing and happy and making sure they're getting what they're needing. It's very, very easy to put myself last, or think about others first. Or if I do take 45 minutes to exercise, or if I do take 30 minutes in the morning to read, it's very, very easy to start feeling like I should not be doing that, like I'm questioning that, like I am selfish. But I will tell you, more than ever, now is the time to put your own oxygen mask on first. The value of investing in yourself is paramount, and more than ever, the only way, if you're a go-giver and your heart pours out for others, the only way that you can really do that efficiently, optimally, to the best of your ability, is if you have put yourself first and helped yourself so that you can ultimately help others. And I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about, why this is, big, bright flashing lights for me this last year. Is I joined a business mastermind group. So basically a business coaching group. And I don't know if it's really any secret to people that are in the building that, a lot of times I have my schedule blocked for coaching sessions. I have different throughout the week, I have, different times that I'm going to be on the computer talking to people. But if you're outside, you might not know that these things are happening. And you also might not know the investment that takes. So I would venture to guess that I have spent, I was very fortunate and my parents were able to pay for my undergraduate of college, but I would venture to guess that I have spent more in the last year on this business coaching group than my parents did in my first 2 years of college. And that's ballpark, right? But that's not important. The importance of it is it scares the living daylights out of me, or it did anyway. It scared the living daylights out of me to invest the kind of money that this group and this individual was asking to put on myself, right? I mean, and really, I'm going to get into this, but now really, it's I looked at it from the get-go of I was spending on myself. I was spending on my own personal growth, and you know, as I sat there and playing out, what are the benefits of it? What am I going to get from it? I started to realize that on paper, if I signed this terms and conditions and joined this group for a lot of money, at first it seemed selfish. But then I looked at all of the benefits. As I projected out 9 months, 12 months, 18 months, 5 years, I sat and thought about it's 100% going to positively affect other people. Okay. So first of all, by investing in myself and putting my own oxygen mask on first with my personal development, learning how to do some of this stuff that I never, ever got in physical therapy school, I never, you know, would get other than just basically throwing stuff at the wall for you know, no better words, throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. I never would have gotten any of this any other way. And ultimately, what would have happened is, I maybe never would have been able to hire somebody who really, really enjoys what they do and can greatly, greatly positively affect other people. I never would be able to get more people in the doors that we can positively help get out of pain, get healthier, live more fulfilling lives. Because, you know, again, I would have been stuck running in quicksand. And beyond that, you know, family-wise, I think my wife and kids would have seen a lot different, more stressed, less energized, less confident version of myself. And so you look at that big, big investment in myself that in my own head seemed borderline selfish to begin with. Ultimately, now as I look at it and I see how it's positively affecting the ripple effect of other people and kind of spreading itself out. And we got a lot of work to do. Don't get me wrong, but that initial selfish oxygen mask that I put on has now ultimately helped me help others. And I think that's the first point about that. The second point is I look into it. Individuals, again, if you work with us, you may know this, but we are an out of network, basically fee for service business. As of right now and moving forward into the future, unless things were to drastically change, we do not contract with insurance companies to provide our care. And that's a different model for some people. So in essence, what happens is, you know, we charge people a premium to work with us and get the outcomes that they're looking for. Now, how in a million bazillion years, again, could I ever expect somebody else to hand over a decent amount of money for what is essentially, in a very general sense, coaching, right? I mean, we're doing hands-on stuff and we're getting people out of pain and we're helping them perform better and we're helping them get up and down off the floor with their grandkids and we're helping them get back onto the field or perform better on the field. We're helping them stay in the gym. We're helping them hit PRs in the gym. We're helping them win competitions, all these different things, right? But how could I ever expect somebody else to do that with me and invest in themselves if I don't do it myself, right? I think it's almost borderline hypocritical, maybe is the right word. So that's what I think is so important about it is seeing if I can invest in myself with confidence at a premium, then I see the value in it. And I think that it makes that expectation of other people do that with us a heck of a lot easier and a lot more common sense. If I was not investing in myself and didn't understand the value in that, then how would I ever in a million years confidently and with some sense of knowledge about why it's important expect other people to do that? All right. So that's kind of the big thing on the oxygen mask for 2020 is I've done it. I've seen how it goes from a feeling of selfishness because it's a money, it's a monetary thing, or it's a time thing for yourself. It's a resource thing, really, that you are putting in your own pocket and putting yourself first. But then when you look at the overall outcome of it, how does that affect other people? It doesn't become so selfish anymore. And where that becomes important with the individuals that we work with, as I tie it back to you, potentially, if you're listening, is think about getting healthier. If we can help you get healthier, what does that do? Maybe it provides longevity in your life. Maybe it helps you do that one thing that you are, it's your number one stress reliever in life. Maybe we're helping you walk your daughter down the aisle. Maybe, you know, it might be any of these different things, but at some point you invest in yourself to invest in others. And that's ultimately what we're helping people do on a day-to-day basis. So when people are a little bit timid, maybe there's a little bit of sticker shock, or maybe there's just, you know, not even awareness that this other model is out there and that, you know, we don't really work with insurance like the traditional company would. These are some of the reasons why is typically when you invest in yourself and you invest in yourself at that type of commitment, you are more likely to carry through and you're more likely to see the results and the outcomes that you want. And in essence, that's going to help other people around you. So, okay. So that's number one, put your own oxygen mask on first so that you can ultimately help others. Invest in yourself and you will not be disappointed. I promise. Okay. Number two. Now this is, getting a little bit deeper. So bear with me on this, but number two was I'm just going to start with naming it the gap. Okay. It's what I would classify as the benefit of the gap. And I'm going to talk about the gap two different ways. So the gap for me is the difference in what you expected to happen and what actually happened. Okay. So that distance or that difference between your expectations and reality, that's the gap. And what I love about the gap is that there's really two main things that if you can understand this, it's going to help you in so many ways be a much happier, much, I should say, less stressed, less worried. Trust me, it's not easy, but you know, when I've identified this and learned this for myself and for the business, it is quite helpful in terms of anxiety, worry, stress, some of these things that, given all the things that are happening, seems to be obviously very, very common right now. So the gap is the difference between what we expected to happen or what we played out in our mind and what actually happened. Now, I'm going to talk about, first of all, the stress anxiety side of this. Okay. So when I stop and think about the source of stress, anxiety, worry, all these different items that play out in my life, the number one thing that comes up as the obvious, and I did learn this from somebody else. So much like anything, I'm not coming up with a lot of my own thoughts on this. It's something I've heard, read, etc. And then it just really clicked in my own life once I identified it. So this is when you expect something to happen. I'm gonna start for example in my business. Okay, so when I expect to have 25 people on my schedule for the week, all right, and only 15 show up, right? What happens is there's this very, very strange pull or strain that occurs, and it creates tension, right? It creates anxiety. Now, It doesn't happen this way, but on the 35,000 foot view of this, the only reason that I am stressed and anxious about it is that what happened in reality and what I expected to happen in my brain are not in alignment. Okay, so that tension and that pull is the number one source of worry, stress, anxiety in our lives. Let's talk about some examples that could have happened in 2020. We expected our kids to be in school till May, June, and they weren't. They stopped in March. Same thing this year. We expected our kids to potentially go back to school in the fall, and a lot of our kids were not able to. And so that's a very, very large gap in difference between what we expected and what actually happened. Another example might be you had a trip planned and you were supposed to go to Mexico or you're supposed to go on a cruise. So in your head, you were game planning, you were ready, you were excited, you had something to look forward to. And then because of everything that happened, it didn't. It got pulled away, it got canceled, et cetera, et cetera. So those are just a couple classic examples of obviously we expected one thing and another thing happened. Now, all that you have to do, and it's not going to completely erase and it's not going to mitigate 100% of stress, anxiety, worry, but as soon as you identify that, that's all that I'm asking and that's all that most of us need to do. As soon as you identify that that is where the tension is coming from, and you can accept that. I mean, it's hard, but you can recognize that and accept that, then you automatically take control of that situation and you can kind of fan the flame, so to speak, of that anxiety, that tension, and that worry. So for me, there was a point in March, April, May when we essentially shut the clinic down. I did some telehealth. We had a couple people that were just in rough enough shape that on a case-by-case basis, I laid out the risks and kind of what our policies were, and they decided that they still wanted to come in. But for all intents and purposes, we were probably 25% of what a normal 3 months would be for us. Some of that was by choice to try to do the right thing and what we thought was the right thing to protect the public, protect ourselves, protect our families. But by all means, that was very, 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 very different than how I expected March, April, May, June to be for the business otherwise. All right. Now, thanks to what I talked about in the first topic of investing in myself, I had somebody that could clearly help me identify the reality of the situation, how it was going to be different from what I expected, and how that was okay. It didn't make things easy. It didn't make things sunshine and rainbows. But identifying it and being aware of it drastically, drastically got rid of some of that tension and that worry and that anxiety. Okay. And then part two of this and part two of the gap, which is probably even a little bit easier, I would say, for people to kind of wrap their head around, because the first part is all about awareness. And if, you know, it's about having the awareness of what that gap is and how that can mitigate your stress and anxiety. But part two of kind of the gap is if you have an expectation and then there's a difference with what really happens, there is a large amount of information that can be gleaned from that for you. All right. So part two on the positive side of this is focusing on growth and learning. So if you expect something to happen and it doesn't, then what should happen is there should be a clear, basically, review of why it didn't. And we should be trying to learn from that as much as possible. So the gap is a great, great spot. And this is going to be easy for me to talk about on more on the business side, or even if we wanted to go to like personal health and wellness side. If you have a goal to get, let's just say, I hate to go there, but let's go to weight loss. If you have a goal to get to 200 and you're at 215 and you have a goal to do 215 to 200 in 6 weeks, right? Well, you go back at the end of 6 weeks, you look at what the difference was. You know, you wanted to get to 200. Let's say you only got to 206 from 215. So you had a net what would that be? 9 pound loss, and you're still 6 pounds off from what you wanted. So you look and you say, review all the things that could have been different, could have done different. Why didn't this happen? And you don't stress about it. You don't get anxious about it, but you try to clearly identify in that moment what you could have done better, or what didn't happen, or what needs to happen next time. All right. And it just goes into the whole growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. A growth mindset takes these things and we try to learn from them. A fixed mindset says, well, I'm overweight and I'm never going to lose that weight. Okay. So the gap, again, is very, very beneficial for us. We look at, obviously, from a business standpoint, if we have a mission to help X number of people in a year and it doesn't happen or it does, we're either going to change course and, you know, take action to make that more likely to happen, or we're going to learn from it and go a different route. So that's the gap, right? One, focus on the gap. Be aware of the difference between what you expected and what actually happened. Be aware of how that's creating tension and stress and anxiety in your life. And just the awareness alone is a major, major step. You don't need to worry about anything else. Hone that skill first. I'm working on it every day, but hone that skill first, and it is mightily helpful. And then two, the gap, the difference between what you wanted to happen and what actually happened, learn from it, okay? So that's number two. Everybody still with me? I'm going to take a sip of my coffee here, and we're going to roll on to number three. All right, so number three. And this one is pretty straightforward. You'll find exactly what you're searching for. You will find exactly what you're searching for, all right? So another way that I'm going to put this, and I like this, I've heard this from somebody else again, is don't expect to find good things in bad places. Okay, so the classic example is, and I don't want to go down any sort of political route, obviously. That's not my platform, but it's very, very easy for me to go to the different mediums that we have out there, okay? I don't know for the life of me why somebody would time after time go on to the news, go on to social media, go on to any sort of platform that kind of takes what's happening in the world and then spits it out there through their own medium, right? Which is, you know, right now it's a variation of what I'm doing, only I'm not delivering the news that's happening in the world. I'm just giving you my own 2 cents in my own personal life. So excuse me. But anyways, you know, I have to go back to say, I don't know why anybody would expect anything other than what they're getting when they go to these different sites. All right. And I know for fact, for some people, it is negatively affecting us. I'm not going to sit here and turn this into a bash session like some people, but just be aware again of, if you're looking for growth, if you're looking for positivity, if you're looking for de-stress, if you're looking for more autonomy in your thinking, I don't think I need to sit here and say, go here, go there, go everywhere. Just be a little bit cognizant of, depending on where you go and what you're searching for, you will find it exactly where you're searching for it. And I think that, you know, that plays into other things as well, right? So let's bring this back to personal health. Again, because this is what we do is personal health and wellness. And, you know, I think you have to be very careful about what you're looking for. So the other common one, we'll bring it back to weight loss, because that's kind of easy in the new year here. But if you're looking for a diet, you know, you're probably going to find a diet. And by all accounts, as far as I'm concerned, we're not so positive or sure that diets are always going to get us the outcome that we want, right? So just be careful about that. Think about that. If you are looking for behavior changes, you know, then you're going to get behavior changes. So all I'm asking is when you're going through and looking at your different goals and the how to, when you're reaching these goals, is think about what you really, really want from it, and make sure that that's what you're getting. And of course, I'm going to kind of finish this final point more with what we do and what I often see people maybe making a little bit of an error in judgment on, for lack of better terms, is I think we want to make sure that people are getting an outcome and they're getting a transformation. And if you're just looking for pain relief, you know, we certainly can do that. But that's the problem, is that some people are looking for pain relief in other areas and they don't quite get that. They're looking for a transformation, but they end up just getting for pain relief. So make sure when you're going through your personal goals that you understand what you're looking for. And as long as you understand what you're looking for, you will find it. All right. So that's it. I hope everybody has a great 2021. Review those three, do your best with them, and we will talk soon. Happy 2021. We're coming for you.
Thank you for listening to the Modus RX audio experience. If you would like more information on how to run through a pain to performance transformation in your life, then please go to our website, modusrx.com. That's modusrx.com. And there you can find free guides and helpful information to help you live a healthier, more active lifestyle. And until next time, this is Eric Wallace, and this is the Modus RX audio experience.